And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Welcome to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. This is Maximum Rock and Roll Radio number 1569. Crazy. I'm Matt. I'm gonna play an hour's worth of punk music for you today. With some new stuff, lots of old stuff, keeping it international. Starting out with the new stuff. This is Sievehead from England. I can't remember which city. Sheffield, maybe? Should have looked that one up before. But this song is called At the Border. It's on their new LP on Static Shock Records.
We'll be right back.
That was Prisión Póstumo. That song is called Me Quedo Menso from their EP just recently. It was originally a demo tape, but it was recently released on a 7-inch by Discos MMM and Ferdugo. A great Santa Ana band there. At the top of the set, we had Sieve Head, the song off their new LP. And then Isotope Soap from Sweden, and that was the first song off their new 12-inch called Saved You From Jesus. Then we had Modern Warfare, an old LA band. That song was called Out of My Head. That was originally on a compilation, Hell Comes to Your House. All the Modern Warfare stuff just got reissued finally on Rerun Records. Really great collection. They really did no bad songs, and I can't believe it took this long for that stuff to get reissued. Anyway, it looks and sounds great, so pick it up. And then the next song after Modern Warfare, we had Past from Poland. That song is called Usieczka, and that is off their LP that was released in Poland semi-recently, but more recently released in the U.S., the first release on Last Hour Records out of Portland. I would like to take this moment to announce something that some of you may know and maybe some don't. We, Maximum Rock and Roll, are currently looking for two coordinators. One is a content coordinator, more specifically like a design coordinator, and also a distribution coordinator. You can come live in San Francisco and be part of the Maximum Rock and Roll International Punk Machine. Now I'm gonna get weird and play some arty stuff, starting with Period Bomb from Miami.
Something not today.
some deranged shit for you. That was Bog Bodies. That song's called Where Do the Nether Velvet Slashings End and Where Does Orgasm Begin? I don't even know how to answer that question. Don't know where that band's from. Gotten a few cassettes through demo submissions from that project. It's all pretty wacky stuff. So back to the top, we had Period Bomb from Miami. That song was called Use You off of their seemingly newest EP or tape called Permanently Wet. And then we had an old record called, well, it's a collaboration between Lord Manuel and Boston band La Peste. That song is called Computer Love. It's kind of a weird, random single from the late 70s. Really cool. And then we had Reversible Chords. That is an old Austin, Texas band. That song is called Legalized Crime. After that, we had Red Asphalt with Red Asphalt. That band was from San Francisco. I believe that was 1981 that EP was released. And then Art Object. Another really cool, kind of arty, kind of punky EP, I think, from Washington. There's a couple more punk songs on there, but I wanted to stay in the frame of the theme. One thing I wanted to say today is I wanted to thank Resonance Extra, which is a station in London that is now airing Maximum Rock and Roll radio regularly. I forget the times, but if you're listening through that right now, you probably know the times. So thanks to Resonance Extra and everybody that's tuning in through there. All right, next up, I'm going to play a bunch of, well, four songs, four old songs from Canada, from all pretty much the late 70s. This is a Teenage Head. The song is called Tearing Me Apart. We'll be right back. That was Platinum Blonde with the song No Regrets off the B-side of their really rare first single before they turned into a pop band. I have the bootleg here. It's top of the set we had Teenage Head, Tearing Me Apart, and then 222, I'm not really sure, First Studio Bomb. It's off a single from, I think, 1978. And then after that we had The Fits, Board of Education, another late 70s Canadian hit. And now we're going to skip over from Canada to Latin America and do some new stuff and some older stuff. Starting off with two bands that are going to be touring in the States very soon. This is Narco Estado from Mexico City, and this is the first track off their 7-inch, and it is also called Narco Estado.
We'll be right back.
right, that was Los Traidores with Buenos Dias, Presidente. That band was from Uruguay. The band before that, Los Invasores, also from Uruguay. Those bands were both from the 80s and were both maybe a little too edgy to be released at the time. Actually, I believe that Los Traidores do have an LP that was released at the time, but maybe these songs on this release were taken off because they were challenging the government or something. I can't remember. Anyway, they're both of these like posthumously released EPs are well worth tracking down. They're both great Uruguayan punk. So back to the top, we had Narco Estado from Mexico City, and then also from Mexico, Riña, which is another band that I guess by the time this is airing, they will already be here. Maybe they will be done? I don't know. Anyway, hope you checked them out, or I hope you do check them out, because this is some great stuff. And then, sort of a mystery record, Que Se Mueran, supposedly from Honduras, widely regarded as a hoax record, but really great nonetheless. If anybody feels like they can clear that story up, feel free to write in. I've never heard any definitive information on that record, so. About to wrap stuff up here. I have time for a couple more. I'm gonna play a new song, a song off the new Ultra EP. Ultra is a band from Barcelona that is awesome, that just toured the West Coast and the East Coast, maybe the whole country. And then I'm gonna play a request from Julia, who I enjoy making happy. So that's gonna be the last song. And you've been listening to Maximum Rock and Roll.
Yeah. okay!
Thank you for tuning into Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
We really enjoy being able to bring you the best DIY punk rock
around the world every week for free.
If you liked what you heard, why not donate to ensure we can keep the music coming to you?
Donating is easy and tax deductible. Go to our website,
MaximumRockandRoll.com,
and click on the donate button.
Yes! God, I'm so stoked.
For more information about this radio show, check out our website,
radio.MaximumRockandRoll.com.
Email us requests or comments, radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com.
If you'd like to be considered for review in the magazine or play on this radio show,
send 2 copies of vinyl or 1 copy of CD-only release and your cassettes
to MRR P.O. Box 460760, San Francisco, California,
94146
in the U.S. of A.
Maximum Rock and Roll Radio is edited by Kalu, and we have a clean version of the show available thanks to John Carnes.